Who's Hacked? The latest data breaches and cyber attacks powered by Cybercrime Magazine. I'm Paul John Spaulding, here with the editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine, Steve Morgan. On January 5th, 2022, the Columbus Dispatch reports that Franklin Park Conservatory experienced a data breach, going on to say that they started notifying the nearly 5,000 patrons affected by the breach. The event was caused by unauthorized actors deploying ransomware in Franklin Park's environment, which encrypted the organization's servers. Steve, you can speak to this a lot better than I can. Can you break down the breach for us?
Before I dive into the breach, because technically there's nothing about it that's earth-shattering, that's any different than what we report on, but I'd like to take this opportunity to say I have such a distaste for cyber criminals. When I first read this, I immediately thought of the botanical gardens that I used to visit in Flushing, Queens when I grew up, and I lived nearby. And when these things happen, you know, it has such a greater effect than just maybe the monetary harm. You look at the botanical gardens, this one is local in the Ohio area. And do you want schools saying, we're not going to visit? Do you want people to stay away feeling like, oh, we're at risk, our information is going to be stolen? There's a PR issue here. And people read this and sometimes they feel like, hey, I don't want to volunteer my credit card information. I don't want to pay to go there. It's no different than when a retailer gets struck. But this is a public service that is available to residents in Ohio. And it's just a shame to see something like that.
The damages, whatever they are way beyond just the breach itself.
Absolutely. It's a public park. It's just a shame that they would attack that.
Now, I do understand your point on that and I do resonate with it. I just want to zoom out for a second, though, and I just want to ask, just speaking about the attack for a second, we're hearing about this, it's January 2022, but the breach took place in July of 2021. Is that typical for an announcement like this to have such a big delay?
The party line on this, and we see it over and over again, is, you know, we didn't communicate because we didn't have time to investigate, and we had to hire an outside firm, and it took us a month or 2 months or 5 months or however long it took. And that wouldn't just be Franklin Park, it's victims in general, and it's a shame. And ultimately, they put out information when it's just way too late. This should have been reported the day after it happened. There's nothing that stands in the way of still doing an investigation, and it puts people on notice if their information was potentially stolen on the dark web.
Well, you know, listen, but before we go, and again, Steve, thank you so much for this overview, but maybe we're being a little too insensitive here because we are talking about the breach, and really maybe it's just a note to anyone who, any local educational, beneficial community center, whatever place that you go to, Steve, as you mentioned, back in Flushing. But if there's any place like that that gets a data breach, don't be afraid to support them. Maybe be a little patient too if they have some stuff going on.
Agreed.
Definitely don't stay away. Don't not go there because of that.
Yep, I agree.
All right, Steve. Well, thank you so much for the quick overview.
Thank you, Paul.
To learn more about this cyber incident and others, go to cybercrimewire.com.